A new pickup truck comes off the line nearly once a minute at Toyota's San Antonio factory. The car maker set up in Texas more than a decade ago to be closer to truck buyers. Plant spokesman Mario Lozoya says there's another reason.
The fact that it's closer to the NAFTA corridor.
NAFTA went into effect 23 years ago, boosting cross-border commerce. In the past decade, Toyota says its San Antonio facility has grown to support 7,000 local jobs and become part of a global supply chain that includes Mexican parts manufacturers.
73% of the volume of the Tundra, for example, is made right here on site. It's actually more American than most vehicles on the road. However, some parts do come from Mexico, so logistics through the border is important. So any legislation or any policy that affects that will definitely affect this facility and its workforce.
Donald Trump threatened Toyota on Twitter this month with a border tax, falsely claiming the Japanese automaker was building a new plant in Baja, Mexico. Lozoya says that's not the case.
We've already been building trucks there for years, and we're just going to build a little bit more. So I'm guessing that was the confusion.
One thing that's clear:
no state has benefited from the adoption of NAFTA more than Texas.
Ron Kirk was U.S. Trade Representative under Barack Obama, and before that, the mayor of Dallas. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas backs up his claims and says Texas exports grew by 13% per year since NAFTA started.
We do about $3 billion every day of the year in commerce between those three countries. The overwhelming majority of that trade flows through the state of Texas, all up and down I-35.
Most NAFTA impact studies show the agreement hasn't caused huge job losses or economic gains across the country, but it's had modest positive impact on U.S. GDP, especially in South Texas. Still, Trump calls NAFTA the worst trade deal ever, which doesn't sit well with Ron Kirk.
One of the real tragedies of our recent presidential debate, trade became such a whipping boy and NAFTA such an easy target.
Kirk says the agreement increases competition and saves consumers money. Thomas Tunstall of UT San Antonio's Center for Economic Development says everyone is still waiting to see what Trump actually does on trade.
You know, trying to undo NAFTA with the stroke of a pen is, number one, probably going to be impossible, both politically as well as from an implementation standpoint, but probably not a good idea economically for either country.
Tunstall says NAFTA does have its problems. He hopes Trump can renegotiate the treaty to include more protections for the environment, labor, and intellectual property.
President-elect Trump campaigned on his ability as a deal maker and negotiator. Maybe this will be an opportunity to find out if he's as good as he says he is.
San Antonio's Toyota plant is running at full capacity, producing Tundra and Tacoma pickup trucks jointly with Mexico. Spokeswoman Melissa Sparks points out a giant mechanical claw.
So this is actually the biggest robot we have in the plant. We call it Godzilla.
Godzilla lifts and rotates entire truck frames as automated dollies carry truck beds from point A to point B. Robots like this have revolutionized manufacturing everywhere, but they've also replaced some workers. Like automation, NAFTA has forever changed how and where products are made. Donald Trump and NAFTA critics say it's hurt American workers, but many Texas business leaders say it's not that simple.
Jobs have indeed left, but jobs have also come here. New jobs, a different kind of job.
That's San Antonio Chamber of Commerce President Richard Perez.
And at the end of the day, NAFTA has allowed for the city of San Antonio to really lay a very real claim to being an international trade city.
Perez hopes that cross-border cooperation continues. Texas has more jobs tied to trade with Mexico than any other state. A Trump trade war could put them in jeopardy. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.